views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm showing my the picture of my birthday present around to some texting friends. I got a surprised at the kids, grandkids' t-ball game last night. My daughter came over and said, "Your birthday present's in there." I said, "Okay." A beautiful pair of Hey Dude shoes, just my size, that have fish all over them. They are really cool looking. They've got bass and walleye. The only fish on there that I never caught was a salmon. And I said, "Oh, I caught one of those. So, there you go. Anyway. We also went out to a nice little dinner with everybody on Monday as well, so they're taking care of me very well. Our phone number here is 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your calls to get in the fishing tackle contest. We've got a nice cadre of fishing lures, perch lures from Tackle Box Tim, and high tide lures. We'll give that away next Saturday. That will be one of the things we'll do. I suspect there were a lot of people out of town and not listening this morning, which is okay, but we're hearing from plenty of you out there, and we thank you for your kindness and your listenership. We enjoy it. So it's quite a week. So let's talk to that aforementioned Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you? Lee, thank you. Thank you, first of all, for you and your wife for attending Robin's celebration of life. I hope you got enough to eat and had a nice celebration with us.
Alan, the girls, when they doing the singing, the eulogies, I guess you would say singing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was very special. That was great. I really appreciate being there. That was quite a great event for sure. That you all.
Well, we did our best, and that was Robin's sister that spoke, and her Robin's niece that sang. It was Robin's first cousin that spoke as well, and brought the message. Yeah, that was her dad's brother. That was Coach Jerry Franks, who happened to be Sean Casey's high school football coach. He was there too.
Okay.
Did you know that? You didn't know that?
No, yeah. I did not.
Yeah, yeah. Sean's football coach was there. He happens to be my father-in-law's brother. So
I got to hang out with your cousin, whom Debbie,
yeah, you sat with Debbie. I saw that you
and
Mary did.
Her brother.
I got the fish cake recipe. Oral history passed down through the ages. She didn't write anything down. I can tell you that.
It's all good. Hey, I really appreciate you introducing me to. Is it Uncle Dale?
Dale from Easton and Rudy. Yeah. Our two retired biologists.
I got to sit down and really, it made me really appreciate knowing somebody that was very two men that were very passionate about their work within the department. And we were talking about the Shad and the Susquehanna and whatnot, but both the knowledge that those two share is priceless for me, because I'm always of one of interest of with what's going on with the fish, and they you could tell that the passion with these two gentlemen was really quite something. But I enjoyed that conversation with both of those gentlemen.
Yep. Wealth of knowledge, 60-some years of accumulated, maybe 70 years of accumulated knowledge being out on the bay.
And that kind of knowledge is priceless. It's...
No question.
From my experiences with going to some of the fishery advisory, there was that word science was used a lot. And, I don't know if that word is used a whole lot anymore or not.
It used to be science used to be go out and survey the species and, check for tag recovery, do the monitoring that way, physical count of things, which they still do. The biologists do their jobs, no question. But they supplement that with these computer models, and they put in all the variables for the computer models, but they don't put in all the variables for the computer models. As I said about the different reasons they give, the environmental factors, too hot, too cold, too windy, not enough salt, too salty, blue catfish, not enough submerged aquatic vegetation, too much submerged aquatic vegetation, not enough food, too much food, there's all that. And I don't know how you enter that data into a computer model without monitoring the actual water conditions, which they do. But there's a whole lot of, I like to call it, speculation out there.
Well, we're in this generation now of AI and and whatnot, Alan. And, Alan, it's hands-on.
Put
the chest waders on and get out there and do it.
And they to their credit, they do. I mean, they do conduct the physical surveys.
Yes, I get it. I definitely get it. Yeah.
So, and I mean, there's no finer biologists than we have here in Maryland. But there's the thing we call political pressure in every government agency.
Well, that's what I see a lot,
So I got a text here from Skip, an email from Skip. He said, I was running a trot line with my buddy. We started netting some huge females. I said, Dave, we can't keep them. He said, it's okay. They identify as males.
Well, okay.
You never know.
Yeah, and I'll throw another thing. We hear about the rockfish. Commercial fishing starts up June 1st.
Yep.
And Alan, there is a huge abundance of undersized rockfish, legal rockfish. A buddy of mine was out in Mid Bay, and he said, Lee, it was just nonstop
rockfish. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. So, what I've also heard is there's a gajillion peanut bunker out there, or, small menhaden, but no big ones. They can't find the foot long menhaden, LYs, to buy to resell for bait. So where are they? I mean, you got to have the big ones to have the little ones. If there's so many little ones, where are the big ones?
Yeah, I don't know the status right now, what goes on with the fleet down there at Reedville, but are they still working?
I know they've had
some caps on their quotas and stuff down there. But yeah, there was an abundance of them in the Patapsco last year. You know, they were the menhaden, but you know, it's, you know, the rockfish. Obviously, that's what they're following.
Sure.
And isn't it early right now for them to be this far up in the bay? I don't know.
It may very well be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know what the water temperature is, but I can imagine it's been down for quite a bit. You know, which is
I'll tell you, everything's really late this year. I just sent you that picture of the perch.
Yeah.
So they're just starting to come up into the upper reaches of the lower Susquehanna, you know, the around the mill and Deer Creek area,
right?
Where normally we have those perch the tail end of April and May,
right?
You know, the water temperatures haven't been contingent for this run to really produce, and it's all just starting to show. So everything seems definitely a little later. You know,
gotcha.
With all this rain we've been having, we got a lot of cold, chilly water coming down out of the tributary. So it's everything is definitely behind this year.
Yep.
As far as the fish, but then I'm hearing about crabs. You know, already showing up
in the upper bay.
I had a friend at a crab pod out off a middle river, and he's catching a few crabs off of the pier.
So Lee, it is like everything else. Nature does, God's nature does what God's nature does. And we might think that we can manage it. How deluded we are. How deluded we are, you know?
Well, yeah. And don't we have a few, managers too out there too. Everybody's with the use of the internet, everybody's an expert.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's really something else. But all right. Well, enjoyed the event and talking to, you know, a couple of the experts there.
Indeed.
And we'll get together and do some of this perch fishing.
All right. I'll be in touch. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. You have a good one.
Thanks, Lee. Talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, how about that? 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Clay over there. And wait a minute. Lee, I'm sorry. Lee in Linthicum. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Then Clay.
Hi,
we'll go
I'm
Clay.
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm
two
good.
Lees back to back, double E.
double E, yeah.
Yep. Hey, I got a actually
Bruce
I have
and Brandon.
Question, but I also wanted to express my condolences for your wife passing away there.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Lee.
Pardon me. I wanted to mention that the same thing to him. I'm 65 years old, but when I was young, I used to fish in the Patapsco.
Right.
And I'm talking way up around where Brooklyn is.
Yeah.
And they used to have Manhattan up there and shad and everything. They used to net shad all the way up in the like ponds that were right on Belgrave Road.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, but I don't see any of that stuff anymore. It's mainly just turtles and some cats, and we caught a lot of carp, big carp up in there, and all kind of stuff.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask a question, though. I was wanting to take my grandson's crabbing, and I wanted to do, and I'm just to hand line it. Is Roman Coke Pier?
Yep, still open.
Okay, is that pretty good to use? Is it low enough that we could net them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Mattapique might be a little high for you, but Roman Coke is
okay.
Right,
is there any other place? I think we used to crab at Crab Alley Bay, but I know they don't have a pier. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
They have a
pier. I'm trying to think of a couple places that you could do that.
Does the Y River still rent boats? Because we can rent.
Yes, they do actually. Yeah,
they do.
You can rent a boat too. Yep.
Handline right off that, or use traps or something.
You could absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
Yeah, so good luck. Give us a report. Send us a
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'm just getting back into it. I kind of had about a 20-year stint off.
took a vacation.
Life in general, yeah. Also, I wanted to talk, you guys were talking about that modeling. I do IT for a living, and AI is pretty amazing what they can do, but it's only as good as what goes in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the models themselves. I mean, it's only as good as what is put into the model. Like you were saying, weather and all that, that's predictable kind of things.
Yep, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yes, it's kind of like you couldn't plan for Agnes, and look how much Agnes fouled off the bay.
Oh, it did, no question.
And then so that kind of stuff doesn't get in there.
Yep, well, I mean, you know, how do you monitor the growth of submerged aquatic vegetation every year? How do you monitor you know, if you have a storm surge, how do you include all that in? What about algae blooms? What about this? What about that? I mean, there's so many variables that aren't covered by that thing unless you ran every imaginable scenario, AI could do. But then you're going to go, well, I can't remember if we had a storm surge in May or what. Did we have low salinity in the 5th of June?
You said, observing too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you need all of it together.
All of it together.
You know, and then I think it would work a lot better. But, I mean, we're cutting those areas lots of times.
Well, you add all this research to all this, AI, all this computer models, everything else, and at the end of the day, you reach in your pocket and you pick out a quarter and you flip it in the air and you go, heads or tails?
So. That is true.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yep.
Well, thank you. It was good talking to you.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Clay over there in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
Doing all right. How'd your stuff go?
Well, it'll take three in quick succession, but I got the first infusion.
Okay.
And we'll see after the next...
Yeah.
If they start to work, then it'll be every month. We'll see. But I really felt bad that I couldn't be there last weekend. I tried to postpone, in fact, but the next opening they had was in 6 weeks.
Right.
I'm like, I can't take this that long. I was just thinking all this talk about the crabs and all. Memorial Day weekend back in the 70s, 80s, into the 90s.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning, my buddy and I would have been out maybe on the Wye River or the Oak River or the Miles River.
Yep.
With 1,500 feet of trot line, and by 9 a.m., we'd be coming in with two or three bushels of crabs that fast. And then we would stop, depending on where we went, either at the slough houses up on the Kent Narrows or down in a town called Nevitt.
I know where Nevitt is,
towards St. Michael's.
Yep.
There was this older couple, I'm sure they're gone now, but older couple had a waterfront house and a pier lined with slough boxes.
Yep.
And you could stop in there and get all the slough crabs you wanted for $1 a piece.
Not anymore.
No more. It breaks my heart to spend $5 for a soft crab.
And that's a little one. You ought to try buying one of the hotels or what? No, the hotels are the normal ones. What are the big ones called? I forget. But yeah, it's
their
soft crabs are $7, $8, $9 now, even more some places. So.
That breaks my heart because, in fact, the slough houses and the oyster houses up there, right on the Kent Narrows at Route 18.
Yeah.
If you bought enough soft crabs, you could get them down to 50 cents. if you bought 10 dozen, maybe 50 cents a piece.
Wow, nice.
That was amazing.
Back in the day, brother, back in the day. A lot of things happened back in the day that ain't happening now, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure, man.
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a good Memorial Day weekend. Good to talk to you.
All right, man. Thank you so much, Clay. Appreciate your kind words, your thoughts, and sticking with us through the whole thing.
Absolutely, my friend. I absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Clay. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. We have got to take our first break here for the hour, and it's time for me to tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, looking over here, had the fireplace going last night. Well, it's not really a fireplace. It looks like a fireplace. It identifies as a fireplace. Let's put it that way. But it's a gas fireplace insert, and, you know, I've got it set on a certain temperature, and it's off right now, and if it drops, the temperature in the room drops, it'll come back on automatically because technology is wonderful. Well, you can do the same thing. If you have an old fireplace in your house that you never use, it's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, well, we did the same thing. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We shopped a lot of places, and we had good information, we had bad information. We had good prices, we had bad prices. We had good service, we had bad service. And finally, all the good stuff came together. The good service, the knowledgeable people, the friendly staff, the prices all came together for us at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We wound up selecting a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us since with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or secondary or alternative heat source. You know, maybe you have a shed you want to heat up. Maybe you have a pole barn. Maybe you have a garage that you just want to, you know, put heat right there. Well, consider those freestanding wooden pellet stoves for that. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. They're open 7 days a week, and you'll be ready. You'll be ready when the weather cools down again this fall. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50. Exit 44B if you're coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue exit. If you're going on GPS, it's 300 Drummer Drive. Open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. I like to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I like to talk about the fact that they sell firearms. We talked about the fish and tackle, the crab and supplies, the bait earlier on. We'll tell you about the Browning firearms right now, the Satori over and under. It comes in a number of different models for your shotgun shooting sports or your upland hunting. You know, a lot of people like to shoot a light gauge 410, 28, 20 gauge for doves, which, you know, that season comes up 1st of September. The Satori is the perfect gun for firearm for doves and quail and all the upland birds. You know, you can use it for grouse and woodcock and everything else. Some people use them for waterfowl, but they do make a great sporting clays, trap, and skeet gun. You can get them in all models configured for the shotgun sport that you like. Just make sure you check out the full selection of Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I, at Clyde Sports Shop. And then if you're interested in a semi-automatic waterfowl shotgun, always recommend the A5. The A5 is available in the one called the Wicked Wing in vintage camo, right back to the old days, back in the day, you know. But this one's a little better because it has a Cerakote finish on it, the receiver and the barrel. It's a beautiful bronze color with the vintage camo. Comes with the Invector DS goose blind choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case too, the A5. You might want to take a look at those shotguns at Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227 in Baltimore. That's the Halethorpe Lansdowne area, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop a sound and you can't make them run, cause when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say ma'am, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can.
Let's welcome Uncle Dale. Good morning, Dale. How are you this morning?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good.
I want to thank you, Alan. Marilyn and I had a very, very good time. You all did an outstanding job Saturday. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. It was my sister-in-law was kind of in charge, and Brian, and you know, I just did what I could do, and it, I didn't have a tremendous amount to do with it. That was a family more so than me, and I'm eternally grateful for everything they did. You know, keep in mind they were with Robin for 60 years. I was only with her for 10. So all the stories of her childhood and growing up and all that stuff, and the chapters of her life that her sister related, you know, a lot of that I wasn't there for, but I got to share her for 10 years. And, you know, I married her for her heart, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you all could be very, very proud.
I am. I am. I'm very proud.
Remember what I told you on the way out? I think that you probably heard that voice at night. Alan, nice job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I did. I don't know. Wait, I don't know if I told the audience this or not. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. If I did, I was sitting here the other night and the dogs went crazy like there was somebody at the front door. We were sitting in the back here just, you know, chilling out. And they ran towards the front of the house. I walked out, nobody at the door. Two nights later, same thing. I'm like, okay, what is it, you guys? And I actually heard our Ring doorbell sound go off, and I'm like, and went out, and we have a light there that motion sensor. Nobody there. I'm like, okay, thank you, dear. Good morning, Robin. Or good evening, you know, whatever it was. And it's just been incredible. It's been an incredible experience, you know, since she passed. So,
Alan, I want to return the compliment to Lee.
Okay.
Rudy and I thoroughly enjoy talking with him. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we're scientists and we go out and collect the data and analyze it and do what we do.
Exactly.
There's a lot more to the management than just collecting the data.
Oh, yeah.
It's talking to people like Lee and other individuals that have been there, done that for a long time. And it's important to... You don't see that. It doesn't show up in the reports or the final decisions and all directly, but indirectly, it's extremely important. At least
no question.
To us.
No question. Well, it's still important. The legwork is always important. But the point I was making is, I think sometimes there is too much dependence on computer models, and there's not enough ways that you can put that model together to a lot of variables. It's just like, you know, somebody says, well, here's the estimated path of the tornado or the hurricane. And, you know, there's 15 different colored lines going, you know, anywhere from North Carolina to South Florida. And you go, okay, where's it going to be? And you never know till it gets there. I think it's the same kind of thing with the computer models and the AI and all that stuff. You cannot program enough variables in there to come up with you can come up with a management plan. You can come up with a reasonable explanation of what things are. But, you know, why, if there's so few females, why did we have the largest sook run in 5 years?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you plan for that?
Yeah. Alan, it's interesting because one of the biologists I worked with a long time ago, he was certainly very, very sharp, but... I used to call him the last of the seat of the pants biologist.
Okay.
Because he had insight into the non-analytical things. You know, people that worked the resource, people that were involved with it, not the scientists, but the the watermen and some of the recreational people. And I learned a lot from that because...
Oh, sure.
Like I said, that information may not show up in the final resort results and reports and all, but people like Lee are just as valuable because, again, that institutional knowledge, Alan, is just irreplaceable.
You've told me many times about how many, you know, watermen you used to work with and the people that have the experience that are on the water that are out there doing what they do. And, you know, I have the same type of insight when it comes to crabbing because of the amount of people that I deal with. I deal with wholesalers and retailers and, you know, crab shacks and guys who run crab shacks who are watermen. And, you know, it's not like I just go and, you know, hey, here's your magazines, where's my money? I talked to these guys. I go, how, you know, how are the crabs? What's going on? Did you see the survey? Did, you know, we talk, we chat. What's the price of crabs? What, you know, how are the Louisianas doing? Oh, storms in Louisiana, they're high. And so, you know, there's so many variables. And in the industry, it's particularly interested because you and I go and get a dozen crabs, or you and I go and sit down and have all-you-can-eat crabs, and you go, man, that was a good experience. Well, it was a good experience. The social experience of eating crabs is sometimes surpasses the actual taste of the crabs, you know? And the all-you-can-eat crabs are the crabs that, you know, just aren't being sold by the dozen. These are the lights. These are the number twos. These are the crabs that, you know, you can sell for all you can eat and still make a profit at, you know, $39.95 or whatever that price is. You know what I mean? Right. So
there's a lot more to it, Alan, like I say, than just the numbers.
Oh, no question. No question.
And I think sometimes we get too wrapped up in the AI and computer models. And unfortunately, it's as you pointed out earlier, it's when the various agencies get involved with it, it's sometimes the biological aspects of it are superseded by other.
The political, no question. So. No question. It's in wildlife management and everything else. You know, there were three bills proposed for just minor increases in Sunday hunting in Prince George's County, Dorchester, and Wicomico, I think, this year. All of them bit to dust, all of them politically motivated for no real good reason.
Yeah.
And there's other elements involved that we can talk about another day, but it's just so sad that, you know, all that has to come into it. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's Maryland. So.
Well, Alan, once again, thank you for Saturday.
Oh, my pleasure. Maryland, I mean, like I said, we planned the date, but the food and everything else was planned by Chris and Chuck and Brian and a lot of help. So
everybody did a magnificent job. The boss and I were very impressed.
Good. Well, I'm glad everybody enjoyed it. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate
it. Alan, you take care. Be safe.
I will, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's see. I'm not following up here. Yes. No callers on the line. All right.
That's okay.
Aaron, why don't you run that second set of commercials, and I'll come back with a couple live spots before we sign out. Does that sound good?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays.
410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade for sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Let's go to the fishing hole. I think we're taking the grandkids on Monday, weather permitting. We'll be out there on the creek and hopefully come up with a couple of catfish for dinner. We had a lovely dinner last Sunday with the family. A fish fry, and had some shrimp and some sycodere meatloaf, and what else did we have? I can't remember, but it was a dandy time, no question about it. Catfish, and I think it was a pollock? I can't remember, but it was good. Good fish fry. So anyway, love doing that. So that's cute. So what are we doing today? Today is get the layout hopefully finished for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Good stories coming up. Craig wanted more turkey stories. I tell you, Craig, we got tons of turkey stories coming up in the Hunting Quarterly. We have a young couple in Dorchester County went out and doubled up the first morning. The two gobblers came in, and the young lady shot the first one and immediately stood up. The fiance said, "Sit down." She got down, and the other gobbler went, "Whoa, what was that?" and took flight, and the young man took the gobbler right out of the air at about 30 yards. So they had to be close in the first place for him to react and get that turkey in that way. But turned out both turkeys were banded. Both turkeys were wearing a DNR band, which is kudos to Bob Long and the turkey crew. The young man's band was a $100 reward. So that's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. And we had another band of turkey come in from also Dorchester County. Father and son both got birds. Got a young lady out there who was on her second turkey hunt. She took one on Youth Day. She was on her second turkey hunt and wound up with a big old coyote. Came in, and she was able to take him down with the turkey shotgun. So all that stuff's coming in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which will, you know, eventually be online. So How about that? So anyway, thanks again to all of you who attended our event. And, you know, it was good seeing everybody. I don't know if I got to spend enough time with everybody, but, you know, we did our best. And I appreciate those of you who were able to show up and those of you who texted and sent your, you know, your kind thoughts and your good words and all of that. So, and you know what? I might take a survey, and depending on the survey, we'll see what happens. But I'm thinking we're going to leave Robin in there as the host of the show. That'll be a little bit of a legacy, and that means she's with us in spirit every week, whether she's here or not. What are your thoughts on that? And quite frankly, weigh in on it if your thoughts are negative about doing that and you don't like that reminder. Well, then your thoughts are your thoughts. But I think we're just going to do it. So I think we're just going to leave her name right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. She had a major impact on it, a major impact on my life. And so if it's okay with you, we'll leave her there. Okay. Good one, John. Good one, John. Yes, indeed. So, John says, why not? Kathleen says, yes. So, all right, we will. So, oh, my goodness. Well, let me tell you one more time about our friends who helped make this show possible. Please, please visit our sponsors. And let them, and when you do, let them know that you're listening and you're thankful for their support. Even if you don't buy anything, if you just want to stop in and browse places like Backyard Village or Clyde Sports Shop, just let them know you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We appreciate that. We've got some new sponsors coming up here first part of June that will be with us through the summer, and then some of our fall advertisers will be back August through January. And we'll start the Hawk promotion in August. They will be supplying scopes for our muzzleloaders that we give away. We're working with CVA right now, getting that all done. The tariffs have affected the promotional programs for a lot of companies, and until there's some solid information on that and pricing and things like that, things will be up in the air a little bit. So that'll all come. That'll all come to fruition. I do know this, that as much Chinese tackle that is in the marketplace right now, that some of the major wholesalers aren't able to get their fishing tackle. I heard a company called Muddy left dozens, from what I understand, containers of their product sitting on the dock in China because they weren't going to import it. So there will be some shortages in the short term until things get worked out. So in my mind, this industry shouldn't have gotten as connected as it is to China. But, you know, labor is cheap. Technology is there. We're willing to buy it through big box or whatever and, you know, buy the products rather than buy made in America. And we are all guilty, even me, even though we try to look for that made in the USA label if there's something we want and it comes from another country. It comes from another country. So, all right, I've got a lot of text coming in here, but let me talk about Backyard Village one more time. Tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, storage sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, pergolas and gazebos, gym sets, indoor furniture for your beach or casual setting, barbecue grills from Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe and Memphis, and fireplace inserts, freestanding wood and pellet stoves, storage sheds, greenhouses, and the big stuff, by the way, the sheds and greenhouses and all that stuff, all free delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches, and set up too. Just so you know, make arrangements for that to happen, and that'll happen. That's for the big stuff. Where is all this? Backyard Billy's. Right there on Graysonville, right at the end of the Kent Narrows, is exit 44B, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Backyardbillies.com if you want to see the entire layout. Hearth America folks have a Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227. That website, ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's Sport Shop, two S's in the middle, .com. Open 7 days a week. Your full-line Browning dealer for Browning rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Also, fishing tackle, live bait, frozen bait, minnows, licenses, lures, hooks, and all the terminal tackle. Everything for rockfish, a lot of snakehead frogs and things like that. Mono line, if you want mono and braided line, if you want to put new line on your reels, you can do it there. Shakespeare, Fluger, Ugly Stick, St. Croix rods, kids combos, all of the above at Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108, 410-242-6108. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. And that is the end of the live commercials. How about that? We have time maybe for one more call if you want to try. We will be, if it works, don't change it. I like your sign there, Lee, too. Yes, indeed. All right, number one, USA, absolutely. Yes. Yes, hoping you would do that. All right, good. There's Joe. All right. A lot of text coming in here at the end. There'll be more. I know what I do have to do, though. I got to change my clothes real quick. I got to get out of my pajamas and head to the dealership to get my oil changed and tires rotated today. So the warning light came on, even though I made the appointment prior to that. So the rest of the day, not sure what's going to happen. But I do know this morning's going to be oil change. So we'll see. I do know what's going to happen. The layout's going to get started for the Hunting Quarterly magazine. How about that? Great scope review. Good turkey stories. Southern Maryland, 200 people showed up. I think 21 birds were harvested by the youngsters. Got a couple youth turkey stories in there. We got all kinds of turkey pictures. We got some good deer measured from bucks, bears, stags. Some good pictures on that. That's a good site for you to visit, folks. If you're on Facebook, bucks-bears-stags.com. We've been measuring some deer. There's some hammers out there. Big old buck, bow-kill buck came through. Probably the biggest buck we measured from 2024 is on there right now. So check it out, bucks-bears-stags. Record book won't be out till 2026, but we're working on it. There's the music. Get out, stay safe. If you got to go, it's going to be a nice weekend from what I can see. A little windy today, so be careful out there on your boat. Love your family. Keep them close. You never know how valuable they are. You never know how long it's going to last. Love the Lord. Enjoy your week. See you next week. Same time, same station. The Outdoorsman on WCBM 680.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.